We're at a key point in the Kuzri. All the preparations are now in place. You remember weeks ago we had seen back in Simon Hay of Maamar Gimel. He had begun to talk about how I prepare for myself for Tefillah first, just physically, calming my body and organizing myself. My hands are calm and my face reflects the serious and the anticipation of the meeting with Ribbono Shel Olam. And then he moved us into the way in which Kriya Shema with its three brachos, prepare me, put the hashkafic pieces, the machshava pieces, the emuna pieces in place. A recognition of Ribbono Shel Olam as a borei olam, the entire world reflects majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An appreciation of the gift of the Or Eloki in the second bracha, in Avas Olam, the divine light that's focused particularly, that's available to the entire universe, but focused particularly on us through the Torah and through the mitzvahs, and through the added degree of Hashgacha Pratis that's sparked by Torah mitzvahs. And then finally, in Emes V'Yatziv, as we saw last time, the Kuzri points out Emes V'Yatziv lays out the Ikari Amunah, the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he runs the entire universe, and he's the creator of the entire universe, he's a Kadmon, an ongoing Hashgacha Pratis, and Tarmon HaShamayim, and how Yitzias Mitzrayim was one of the great expressions of these ideas. And with all this in mind, we look forward to the Shefa Eloki, the flow from Ribbono Shel Olam that's accessible during Tefillah. So La'achar, La'achar Shehiktim, Hagdamas Chashuvas Elu, after all of these significant introductions, all the pieces are in place, Yamud L'Hispalal. So now I can daven. And now I stand before Ribbono Shel Olam in Tefillah, in Shmon Esrei. HaBrachos Shemivarech B'Tefillah, the brachos that I say in my Tefillah, as we begin to think about the Shmon Esrei itself, Hein Brachos HaKololos as Kol Klal Yisrael. They are national brachos. When you think about it, throughout the Shmona Esrei, I'm always speaking in plural. It's Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei, Bareich Aleinu. As a matter of fact, the Haftarah of Bichokosai ended with Rifa'eni Hashem v'nei Rafei, Hoshi'enu v'iva Sheya, Kisihila Si Ata. Much the same as the beginning of Rifa'enu, but the one difference is it's in singular. So that highlights two important things. One is a point that the Vilna Gaon makes repeatedly, and that sort of underlies the whole Sefer Avud Raham, that when Chazal crafted brachos in general, not just Shmona Esrei, but brachos in general, Chazal used language of biblical Hebrew and even the phrases of Tanakh as much as possible. So that closing pasuk of yesterday's Haftarah is a particularly strong expression of that. And they're really using Rafa'ini Hashem Ve'irafei. And the one difference that they do make reflects the second point that the Kuzri is making about Tefillah in particular, Shmona Esrei in particular. Chazal crafted it B'Lashon Rabbim. Chazal crafted it as davening for Klal Yisrael. So while the Navi speaks about heal me, Rafa'ini Hashem Ve'irafei, and the davening, it's Rafa'inu Hashem V'nei Rafei, Hoshi'inu V'niva Sheya, heal us, save us. Ki si hila seinu ata. You are our praise. It says, if you want tefilu v'akashas hayachah, if you want to make personal, individual bakasha, something I need, that's totally fine. That's not part of nesach tefilah. Rak tefilas harishus. That's optional. Kavalo, you may, if you wish to, it's not obligatory, you may make additional personal individual bakashos within the context of Shmona Esrei. V'kavlo chacham makam b'shomei tefila. Rabbi Halevi held that's reserved for Shomei tefila. But throughout all the other brachos, certainly the nusach, the official formula of all the other brachos, is meant to be Klal Yisrael oriented. It's not only by refuah where we daven for besoch shar chole Yisrael. That's true for throughout the Tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei. But Avraham, and then now he says, with that sort of in mind, it's fascinating, sort of like the first thing you notice as you look at Shemoneh Esrei in general, is we're always speaking from a Klal Yisrael perspective. And now let's begin to think about what we say in different brachos. Let's see the beginning, the first few brachos of the next few minutes together, and then Mishnah will pick up next time. When you say the first bracha, which the Gemara refers to as Avos, Mishnah is referred to as Avos, the bracha of Magen Avram. So, what's the basic concept that I'm focused on? Yitain el libo as the ma'alas ha'avos, ubrisa elokim shemekayem imam ad olam. It's a chance to think about the madrig of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Now, the focus of the bracha is not the avos. We're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, we're not davening to the avos. But I think about the avos, and their connectedness, their high degree of connectedness to Ribbono Shel'Olam, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a unique relationship with each of the avos, and they had a particularly profound, unique relationship with him. And what that does for me is Bris Elokim Shemekayim Amad Olam. I think about the promise Ribbono Shel'Olam made to the Avos that lasts forever. We spoke about this in the Haggadah Shiur before Pesach. The Gemara says that Zchus Avos has run out. We assume the Gemara suggests that Zchus Avos has run out, but Bris Avos remains. Zchus Avos means, so in human terms, you know, I have a warm spot in my heart for my friend's son, the schus of the father. But that sort of thing can get worn thin. Now, if it's my friend's son, but he keeps acting in very inappropriate ways, eventually, you know, the fact that he's my friend's son is cute, but it's not going to last forever. But what the Gemara points out is schus avos could run out, but bris avos does not run out. The promise, the havtacha that Kadosh Baruch Hu made to the avos, that that Klal Yisrael, the eternal people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have eternal connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with the Torah, with Eretz Yisrael, and that you hear a recurring theme throughout Chumash Bereishis, and a very significant theme in this past week's Sedra. Right? In Parshas Bechukosai, at the end of the Tochacha, Torah says that there'll be times in Jewish history when Klal Yisrael are behaving properly, and we're going to be in a state of geula. We have all these brachos. Some of those brachos we have begun to see once again. The 6 day stories of the 6 day war that are we'll soon be thinking about very much. To hear about the five Jewish soldiers running after 100 and so forth. But certainly the many psukim of the Tochacha, the story of Galus, very very sad and frightening. But how does the Tochacha end in last week's Sedra? Exactly, Yeshua said, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Membez, Zachar Tzbris Yaakov, Tzbris Yitzchak, Tzbris Avram, Haaretz Ezkar, then again a few psukim later, Zachar Tzilehem Bris Rishonim. Even, Pasuk says, even when we're going to be Be'eretz Oyveim throughout the centuries of Galus, Lo Ma'astim, Lo Ga'altim, L'chalos Na'afa Bris Yitam. Kashbo says, I'm not disgusted by the Jewish people. Rav Shem said in last week's Sedra, I still love the Jewish people, even when they're in Galus. I would not be Mefir Bris with them. I would not undo the Bris. The Bris, the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to the Avos, that we are the Am Hashem forever, that Hashem will never undo, even throughout the centuries of Galus. Zachartlim Bris Rishonim. I'm going to remember the Bris that I made. And then that section ends, the Eilach Hukma Mishpatim HaTaros. It sounds like, Al Pi Pshuto, that what we're supposed to do as a result of the bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result of the bris, holds on to us and takes care of us and never severs his connection despite our misbehaving. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise. What we're supposed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep his promise whether we do our part or not. But our part is the Chukim Mishpatim of the Torahs, to live the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live. So in the opening stanza, as it were, Shemoneh Esrei, the Bracha of Avos, is to think about the extraordinary madrega that the Avos had in their relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is number one, a model for us. You see what a Jew could accomplish? You see that a Jew could mamash be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masi agiu masel maisei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Not that I get frustrated how come I'm not Yitzchak Avinu, but to understand that there's such a high ceiling, I could strive so high. Number one. Number two, Brisa Elokim Shemekayim Amar Olam, to understand that we are Am Hashem no matter what, because of the promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Kamosha Kasav, and that's what the bracha itself says. Umei V'Goel of Nevenehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a goal for the Jewish people, for the descendants of Av, because we're descendants of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Even if we don't deserve it, even if Lo Zachu, even if we don't earn it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already made that promise to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. So that's the opening stanza that's laying the groundwork of Shemoneh Esrei, to understand that we have a relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand that whether it's a good day or a bad day, a good year or a bad year, a good century or a bad century, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not let go of the Jewish people, which means that we look forward to Geula, we never lose hope of Geula, and it means for right in this moment, that even if I'm feeling distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not shut me out. And with that, I open my conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I'm part of Am Hashem, I'm a part of, maybe that's why he said before, we daven in Klal Yisrael terms, we daven Blush and Rabim, I'm part of Am Hashem, I'm part of the Am that's descended Zera, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and with that in hand, I knock on Ribbono Shel'Olam's door, so to speak, and say, I'd like to speak to you. That is the opening of Shemoneh Esrei. We will continue Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.